Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thanks for joining me here on Mental Note. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. It's Sunday morning, and it's divine time, Sunday morning prayer and meditation. So stay right where you are, and we will pray and meditate on the Word of God right here on Mental Note. I'll be right back. Let's have a Mountain Wings moment. You're here on Mental Note Blog Talk Radio, and it's Divine Time, Sunday morning. I'm your host, Purpose Vision, and MountainWings.com is a website that I visit often. It's a daily inspirational email, actually, that you can get to your email. And also, it's on the website AirJesus.com, which is a wonderful website. To go and find the Bibles on there, and sermons are on there, and it's just a real good website. The Bronner Brothers here in Atlanta, it's their website, mountainwings.com, airjesus.com. So a Mountain Wings moment, wings over the mountains of life. This is Mountain Wings number 1226. And I thought it was ideal for the show this morning. It's talking about when people come into your life. Do they come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime? So let's just read this. Are you a reason, a season, or a lifetime? I want you guys to meditate on that and the people in your life and why are they there? Why are they in your life? Pay attention. Because after I read this, you will know the reason it was that you're hearing it, okay? Now, reason, when someone is in your life for a reason, it is usually to meet a need you have expressed. They have come to assist you through a difficulty, to provide you with guidance and support, to aid you physically, emotionally, or spiritually. They may seem like a godsend, and they are. They are there for the reason you need them to be. Then, without any wrongdoing on your part or at an inconvenient time, this person will say or do something to bring the relationship to an end. Sometimes they die. Sometimes they walk away. Sometimes they act up and force you to take a stand. What we must realize is that our need has been met, our desire fulfilled, their work is done. The prayer you sent up has been answered, and now it is time to move on. Is someone in your life for a season? When people come into your life for a season, it is because your turn has come to share, grow, and learn, or learn. They bring you an experience of peace or make you laugh. They teach you something you have never done. They usually give you an unbelievable amount of joy. Believe it, it is real, but only for a season.
I'll be right back. Stay where you are, and I'll tell you about those people who are in your life for a lifetime. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, I'm your host, Purpose Vision. Thanks for joining me this morning for Divine Time, Sunday morning prayer and meditation. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Mental Note right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Divine Time, Sunday morning prayer and meditation. Are you ready to know about the people that are in your life for a lifetime? Lifetime relationships teach you lifetime lessons, things you must build upon in order to have a solid emotional foundation. Your job is to accept the lesson, love the person, and put what you have learned to use in all other relationships and areas of your life. It is said that love is blind, but friendship is clairvoyant. Thank you for being a part of my life. Work like you don't need the money, love like you've never been hurt, and dance like no one is watching. I'm your host, Purpose Vision, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Mental note, it's Divine Time. Thanks for listening. Thank you. All right, guys, let's go to the Holy Bible now. I'd like to read a few scriptures out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 10. I'll be reading the first 10 verses. This is the basic English version of the Holy Bible. So number one, chapter 10, verse 1 says, "A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is a sorrow to his mother." 2, "Wealth, which comes from sin, is of no profit, but righteousness gives salvation from death." 3, "The Lord will not let the upright be in need of food, but he puts far from him the desire of evildoers." 4, "He who is slow in his work becomes poor, but the hand of the ready worker gets in wealth." 5, "He who in summer gets together his store is a son who does wisely, but he who takes his rest when the grain is being cut is a son causing shame." 6, "Blessings are on the head of the upright, but the face of sinners will be covered with sorrow." 7, "The memory of the upright is a blessing, but the name of the evildoer will be turned to dust." 8, "The wise-hearted man will let himself be ruled, but the man whose talk is foolish will have a fall." 9, "He whose ways are upright will go safely, but he whose ways are twisted will be made low." And 10, "He who makes signs with his eyes is a cause of trouble, but he who makes a man see his errors is a cause of peace." May God be with you all, and I do appreciate you joining me here on Blog Talk Radio. Mental note, it's divine time. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. This is Sunday morning prayer and meditation, each Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. You can join me right here. I'm on Mental Note every morning, actually, 9:30 a.m. You can catch Mental Note right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can check me out at myspace.com/purposevision. And then tonight, 7:30 p.m., Purpose Vision, the show, will be right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's going to be all about real estate tips, how to sell, how to stage your property, you know, what are the current interest rates, all the questions that you have. You can call me at 347-215-8667. That's the guest call-in number. Again, that number is 347-215-8667. Would love to hear from you this evening. So please join me right back here for Purpose Vision tonight at 7:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I thank you for joining me, and until we speak again, in all things, peace and love.